This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
What you got, Gavin?
I am a firm believer that any day is a good day to say thank you to our veterans who served in our military. But seeing as how today is actually Veterans Day, I do really encourage everyone to say thank you and serve a veteran as best as you can, because they really have served us for as long as they have.
And you come from a military family, so this is kind of ingrained in you.
Yeah, my dad served in the Air Force for over 20 years, and then he retired from the Air Force and then went back and is serving as a citizen with the Air Force. Oh. So his service continues to this day. But I came across this article that said that a lot of people actually don't know by name all six branches of the U.S. military.
Really?
So I'll be honest, if you, like, without seeing this, ask me same question, I might have missed at least one of them.
Okay,
so I'd love to quiz you on this.
Army.
Yes.
Navy.
Yes.
Marines.
Yes.
Air Force.
Yes.
Coast Guard.
Yes.
Boy Scouts.
Did not quite make the list. One
Coast
more.
Coast Guard?
It's the newest one.
Oh, Space Force!
Space Force!
Oh, yeah. Is anyone in Space Force yet?
I've never met someone. Until I meet somebody, I'm just going to assume it's just a TV show on Netflix.
Like, you always see veterans, like Vietnam veterans, and they have their hats on and stuff, and I love that. And I've never seen anyone with a Space Force hat on.
Maybe like 50 years from now, when space has become this much bigger exploration thing for us, then we'll meet more of those people. But then along with this, not everybody knows what each person from a branch is called. So, I'll give you one. Most Americans actually say that anyone who has served in the military is a soldier.
Right.
But soldiers are only from the Army.
Oh, so I did not know that.
Can you tell me, let's see here, how about Marine Corps? What are they called?
I just thought Marines.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay, it's pretty easy. Okay.
That could have been the trick
question.
See,
this is why I fail tests, because I'm like, well, that can't be it.
I got to get better at this. Okay, what about the Navy?
The Navy, sailors.
Yes. How about Air Force?
No, not pilots. Airmen.
Airmen. Good job.
Okay. Or airwomen now? I don't know.
This just says airmen?
It's outdated.
We haven't gotten there yet. Okay. Space Force. Do you know what those guys are called yet?
Space cadets.
No.
Oh, that would have been so great. Like, that would have been such a good one. What are they called?
Guardians.
Oh, I like Space Cadets better. Well, there you go. It is Veterans Day. So, again, make sure you remember, if you see veterans, thank them for their service and maybe even buy them a cup of coffee or something today. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. It's, you know, Christmas movie time. Hallmark already started like super early. But you know what? Christmas movies, and especially Hallmark Christmas movies, they're fantastic. You get really bad songs in them.
Falling, drifting, and spinning around.
Like this one from Christmas Magic, my guilty pleasure favorite Hallmark Christmas movie. So we thought we'd do a game. So we thought we'd do a game here and give you the synopsis or the plot of a Hallmark Christmas movie, and then give you two titles, and you pick which one is the actual title for the Hallmark Christmas movie, okay? If you've watched a lot of Hallmark movies, maybe it gives you an insight, a leg up, if you will, on the cheesiness of the names. You're like, oh, I see that turn of phrase. I know this one. Or maybe you've actually seen some of these and you know exactly what the name is.
Yeah, there probably are like a handful of very devoted Hallmark Christmas followers out there who
absolutely
see every new one that comes out every single year.
Oh, absolutely. Like Gavin, we'll play a round with you. When pop star Darcy, she's so great, returns home to spend Christmas with her sister and her niece, she unexpectedly finds herself coaching the high school choir with her one-time rival, Adam.
Oh, Adam, who she probably falls in love with.
You think? And so, what is the name of this Christmas Hallmark movie? Is it Christmas Treble or In Merry Measure?
Oh, I hope it's Christmas treble. That's my guess.
Yeah, that would be a fantastic guess. But no! I made that one up. It is In Merry Measure. But Christmas treble, or the treble with Christmas, would have been a much better name.
I'd see that in a heartbeat.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so if you want to play, that's how we do it. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play the Hallmark Christmas movie name game now. So here we go. Rebecca, a businesswoman who has let go of her Christmas joy, is trying to secure her next big deal and promotion to executive vice president before the end of the year. You know the time pressure is on with this one. When she's sent on an assignment to, of course, a remote town, she meets a handsome widower named John, the owner of the Holly and Ivy Inn. Doesn't everyone always own an inn in these things? It's not long before Rebecca's all business exterior begins to thaw and she finds her Christmas spirit returning just in time. So here we go. Is it Holly Jolly Christmas or Never Too Late for Christmas? What do you think, Hope?
I'm going to guess Holly Jolly Christmas.
Oh, because the name of the inn was the Holly and Ivy Inn?
Is it not right?
It's not right. You sound so disappointed. No. I made that one up. Holly and Ivy Inn was named after this fictitious character's daughters. Okay, but you're not out of this yet. Weeks before Christmas, interior designer, of course she's an interior designer, Laura is sent back to her hometown of Santa Fe, New Mexico, to remodel a landmark hotel. Laura's kept busy with the renovations, and her 8-year-old daughter is introduced to the art of salsa dancing. Laura is surprised to find that the studio owner, Ricardo, is her old high school sweetheart and former salsa partner. She's forgotten her love of the dance. It's so sad. When Laura and Ricardo reconnect, sparks fly on the dance floor. So is this Hallmark Christmas movie called Enchanted Christmas or Christmas Dips and Salsa?
Enchanted Christmas.
You wanted to go with Christmas Dips and Salsa, didn't you?
I did, but no.
Yeah, well, you made the right decision. Enchanted Christmas is right. Nicely done. Okay, you got to get this last one. It all comes down to this. The assignments were distributed for Secret Santa, and Melanie is a little worried but very excited she got her crush, Donovan. So she comes up with thoughtful gifts and on-the-spot notes. Donovan is taken by his Secret Santa, and he starts to fall in love. Only someone else is stealing her credit, pretending to be his Secret Santa. Now Melanie must work to prove to Donovan that she's the right Secret Santa as well as girlfriend material. So what is this one called? Is it called Dirty Santa or Secret Santa?
Oh, gosh. I'm Secret Santa, because it doesn't feel like they would go the Dirty Santa route.
Yeah, well, Dirty Santa is that game like when you steal people's presents at the thing. But you know what? You're right. It is Hallmark. It's Secret Santa. Nicely done!
Yay!
Hope you are a winner today, and I think we're all winners because we got to hear those plots. They are fantastic.
Very good. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and my family and I have been packing Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes for years, and it's such a great way to tangibly share God's love with kids in developing countries all around the world. And this is Elizabeth Groff, who not only packs shoeboxes for OCC every year, but she actually got one when she was a child in Ukraine. And so I'd love for you, Elizabeth, to first kind of walk me through how you came to get an Operation Christmas Child shoebox.
So yeah, I was born and raised in South Ukraine in a small town called Sirupinsk. And when I was about 1 year old, my father was actually killed in an alcohol-related accident. And after his death, my mom just couldn't deal with the pain. So she turned to drinking and also became an alcoholic. A few years down the road, she found out that she was pregnant with my little sister, Tanya. And after giving birth, she knew that she couldn't provide for us on her own. So she moved us to live with our grandparents in a nearby village called Lubimovka. And our life in the village was very, very simple. We shared a 2-bedroom cottage with my mom, my grandparents, and my sister, and we had lots of fun. But, you know, over the years, my mom's drinking really never stopped. In fact, it got much, much worse. She couldn't take care of us, and my grandparents were much too frail at that point to take care of my sister and I. So when I turned 7, I wanted to offer my sister a better life. So I decided that she and I would run away in search of a new life. So I literally took her by the hand. We got on the bus and we left. At this point, I was 7 and she was only 4. And the bus just dropped us off at a nearby city at the bus station. And
like at 7 years old, I wouldn't even know how to find the bus, you know, like the fact that you're like, in essence, running away with your sister because that is better than what you were living through is such a tough choice that I don't think people, you know, can understand. Most people can't resonate with that or understand that desperation, but that's where you're at. You're like, something has to change.
So once we were at the bus station, we actually had, there's a store nearby and a clerk at the store called the police, letting them know there's two little girls just hanging out. So the police came by, picked us up and took us to a detention center. And that's basically a place where they take kids for up to a year until the matter is resolved legally. So the parents either get to reclaim their children or their parental rights are taken away.
So I have to find out like how an Operation Christmas Child Shoebox made it into your hands and actually changed your life. And we'll do that in 10 minutes here on The Wally Show. But if you want to pack a shoebox and find out more about it to change the life of a child like Elizabeth, just text the word box, B-O-X, to 91979 and we will send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have Elizabeth Groff from Operation Christmas Child. You know, the people who send shoeboxes filled with toys and necessities with you around the world to kids in need. And when we left off with Elizabeth's story, because it's incredible, she had just run away from an alcoholic mother in Ukraine at 7 years old with her baby half-sister. They ended up in a detention center in Ukraine, but then the almost unthinkable happens as her half-sister's dad comes to get her, but not Elizabeth. So what happened with that whole thing, Elizabeth?
He pretty much said that, you know, I'm taking her home with me and I don't want you because you're not my daughter.
Oh.
It was a very difficult time in my life. And I like to say it was a defining moment in my life. I remember sitting on the detention center steps and watching her walk away with her father, and she was holding his hand and she turned around to wave goodbye to me one last time. And I just remember seeing joy in her eyes, just complete joy.
So where does the Operation Christmas Child shoebox show up in your story?
My mother's parental rights were taken away. So at that point I was essentially considered an orphan. So I was actually transferred into an orphanage in another city nearby. And that's where Operation Christmas Child came into my life. I just remember the orphanage director, she called us into a small room and she told us that we were gonna receive gifts from people that wanted us to know how much God loves us. And if you can imagine, that was hard for me to believe because, you know, given my entire family situation, I didn't think that anyone loved me or that anyone really cared. You know, for me, the way it happened, and I don't usually share this piece of the story, but in Ukraine, at the orphanage, we had to attend church every Sunday. And this was an Orthodox church. So to me, it felt like a chore. There wasn't really a personal relationship that I had with God. But I had been praying. I started praying. I would ask God, give me a sign. Show me there's hope, that someone cares. And I kid you not, that's when Operation Christmas Child came to the orphanage to give us shoeboxes. And once they handed out these shoeboxes, I just remember being so excited to open my shoebox. I mean, I ripped into it, and in my box, there was so much stuff. There were crayons, coloring book, little girls' accessories, school supply, hygiene items. But the one thing that stood out to me was a yellow yo-yo.
That's such a kid thing, you know? You're like, toothbrush, great, socks, okay, fine. Yo-yo, you know?
Exactly. But, you know, I had no idea how to use it because the instructions were in English and I spoke Russian. It wasn't about the shoebox or the contents of that shoebox. It was about what it represented to me. And that yo-yo represented hope. I could not believe that some stranger somewhere in this world packed that shoebox just for me. In that moment, having been praying for a sign from God, in that moment, I realized, wow, I am not alone. God has been with me this whole time, and that He's not going to leave me at the bottom all by myself and my hopelessness. He's going to come beside me and He's going to be my family.
That's amazing. And so that box starts the tide turning for you. You go on to grow up and be a woman of faith. And you don't even work for Operation Christmas Child per se. Like, you have your own career and you just share your story because you want to see other kids be impacted the way that your life was, which I think is amazing. So do you pack yo-yos in your boxes now because it meant so much to you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every single one of my shoeboxes has a yo-yo.
I think that's so great. It's so personal, too. And you never know how that yo-yo or that thing is going to affect somebody. Elizabeth, what would you say to someone who's never known the joy of packing in Operation Christmas Child shoebox?
Operation Christmas Child, since the start of the project, has packed over 198 million shoeboxes. Wow. This year, we're hoping to pack 200 million shoeboxes, you know? And I'm just one story where God used that single shoebox to change a life. And these shoeboxes are gospel opportunities that bring children to God. And we can do that from the comfort of our own home. I don't think it can get better than this.
My wife and I turn it into a contest every year. She'll pick a girl and I pick a boy. And we try to see who can get the most stuff crammed into the boxes. And so we're strategically picking and packing because we want that box to just, you know, change a child's life. And so that's what you can do. And it doesn't take much time. It doesn't take much effort or money, but the difference that it makes is tangible. Elizabeth is living proof of the difference that taking a few minutes out of your day and a couple bucks out of your wallet can make in the life of a child. And it is National Collection Week, so don't wait. Do it this weekend with your kids. Make them part of the process and say, hey, kids, we're going to do something really cool. If you want to find out how to pack that shoebox, just text the word box, B-O-X, to 91979, and we'll send you a link. It'll have all the information for you as to how you can send a shoebox filled with a lot of fun things for kids, but also know that they are getting the gospel every step of the way, and Elizabeth is living proof of that. So again, text the word box to 91979, and we'll send you a link.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So it's Veterans Day, and if you see green lights around, you might be going, oh, what is the significance of that? Apparently, years ago, they kind of started this, and the Nebraska State Capitol still gets lit up in green to honor veterans. Walmart started a campaign years ago called Green Light a Vet, and the concept was that people would change their light bulbs in the front of their porch of their house there to green bulbs to honor veterans who served America. Kind of like yellow ribbons were used to welcome home warriors, you know?
Yeah, and I love that because I think a lot of times these days, veterans sometimes can even get a little criticized. Like a lot of times war gets a little criticized. Yeah. But I like that companies can do little things like this to respect them and honor them.
Yeah, and so I guess it's still going on today. I haven't seen it, but like maybe it's something that, you know, in military towns especially, that it happens more so than outside of that. I don't know, but if you see it and you're wondering, oh, why is that green today? Well, that is why.
Cool.
It's to honor our vets. Speaking of honoring our vets, too, there's deals for veterans today, like free coffee at Starbucks. They can also get free coffee and donuts at Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme.
Nice.
IHOP's got free red, white, and blueberry pancakes,
oh, cool,
which is good. For lunch and dinner, Applebee's is your veteran choice. They're actually offering all veterans and active duty military a free meal plus $5 off their next meal.
That's awesome. I do feel like I see a lot of veterans go to Applebee's anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I love Applebee's. We're fancy like Applebee's. And here's the thing, too, man. If you're out today and you see a veteran, they're older veterans are really easy to spot because they're very proud of their service, and they usually have a hat on that shows where they served, you know, Vietnam, and have their ship or their command, their unit or whatever, and they're amazing, cool people, and their stories are awesome. It's like, yeah, love on them a little bit. Think about picking up their tab, you know, and be like, hey, I got you, you know, you had us, now I got you. Just do something nice for a vet today, and you'll do something great for them. And it's cool too because it will actually actually make you feel good as well. So there you go. Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. And thank you for your service if you are one. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're going to do a new segment here on the show called Air Fryer Friday. Okay. I got an air fryer and I love the thing. Can make some amazing schnitzel in it and potatoes and stuff like that. But I wanted to come up with really fast recipes that you could do in the air fryer quickly. And so that's where you come in. I want to kind of make this a place where we share different things that are quick and easy in there. Like for this example, our first foray into Air Fryer Friday was air fryer donuts, okay?
This is exciting.
Now, these are just flaky biscuits, the big flaky grands, okay? You got to get flaky. And then you can either leave them as a biscuit and cut the middle out and have a donut, or you can actually cut them into quarters and roll them into donut holes. And that's what we're going to do with ours. So what you then do is you dip them in butter, melt the butter, dip them in butter, then sugar and cinnamon, and then you put them in your air fryer and preheat it at 360 first for 3 minutes. And then, I hope you're writing this down, by the way, because it's pretty easy. The idea of this is it's really simple. Then you cook it for 3 minutes in the air fryer, and you pull it out, and it's at 360 degrees, okay? So that's how you do it. So now the moment of truth. I've already knocked out a couple of these. The moment of truth right now. Gavin, go for the first Air Fryer Friday donut hole. Is it any good?
I'm going to go the whole thing. Here we go.
Yeah. How is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Is it good?
It's great because you actually do have a little bit of that crispy outside.
Oh, wow.
And then the inside, classic biscuit, yeah, which is like really delicious. The cinnamon's perfect. The butter's perfect. Good
Gavin,
job.
You should have your own Food Network show.
I think so. You should too, because you cook these.
Yeah, well, you Guy Fieri'd that. Nicely done. So there you go. That's our air fryer recipe. Wow. What is your quick? I gotta try one too. What is your really quick air fryer Friday recipe that you want to share with us? These are not bad at all.
Those are good.
Quick things, and you can let the kids make them with you, like make them into the donut hole shape, the balls and stuff, and dip them in the butter. Let them get all messy. Here's good stuff. 855. It's hard to do the show eat. 855-33-WAY-FM. Hopefully we've made you hungry. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you got an Air Fryer Friday recipe, we'd love to hear it now. What is your Air Fryer Friday meal?
A deep-fried Oreo. Have you ever had one of those?
I have had one at a restaurant one time, and it was glorious. And so if I can make these at home and have my life changed, I would love that.
Yes, they are life-changing. It's really easy. You just get some Oreos, however, you know, double stuff, whatever you want. Then you get some crescent rolls, and you wrap the Oreo in the crescent roll.
Okay.
And then you heat your air fryer to, I think we do like 350, and put them in for about 3 or 4 minutes. It doesn't take very long. You may have to flip them kind of midway. And then when they come out, just put powdered sugar on top, and they're amazing.
I love it. I love how simple it is. That's the whole idea, because you could figure this out quickly. I just did air fryer donut holes with biscuits and cinnamon sugar. And what I found is I needed to do them one extra minute. Instead of 3 minutes, do them 4 minutes to get the inside a little bit better done. So maybe go with the 4 minutes on the Oreo, flip them halfway through, like Danielle is saying. And there you go. You've got a fun instant air fryer Friday meal. Well, not meal, like a snack to do with your kids.
I mean, you could make it a meal, I guess. You know,
yeah. I have a feeling I could. So what's your recipe?
It is air fried Brussels sprouts.
I'm sorry, I don't think I heard you right. Did you say air fried Oreo?
I said Brussels sprouts.
Oh, for the love. If you're not going to use your air fryer responsibly, Katie. Okay, so give me the recipe, because if I could eat better and like something, like Brussels sprouts, which I do not like, but if you could find a way to make me like them, I that would be a good thing. So what's the recipe?
All right, so there's two different ways. The one that I think you might actually try is cut them in half and drizzle it with honey and chili pepper.
Okay. I like honey, and I like a little bit of the heat and the sweet together. That could be good.
Yeah, it's really good. And then...
How long do you cook it for?
I think I do about 12 minutes.
Okay. And do you remember the temperature? Because that's important. Like, the whole secret to air frying is time and temp.
I do everything at 400.
Oh, you just burn it all. Okay, so
I do,
400 at 12 minutes with honey and chili. I got to tell you, I might would give this a try. Now, I'll be honest with you. The lady who called a minute ago, Danielle, and did the Oreo, air fried Oreo. I'm going to do that first. but yeah, I might make it to a Brussels sprout.
All right.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. It's Friday, and every Friday, as is customary, we have Pastor Chad from the Prayer Wall come in. And it's a Prayer Wall is great. It's where you can post a prayer request, have people pray for you, pray for other people. It's a really cool thing. We kind of have Chad come in and tell us what's going on, because he's over the whole thing.
Yeah, this week I was just on there reading a request, and it just really stood out to me. And it's from someone anonymously put up, I'm struggling with a lot of spiritual warfare right now. As a teenager, it's very hard to fight. I'm fighting so hard to see the difference between God and people who have hurt me.
Oh, there's a lot in that.
There's so much there.
So many times, like, you know, like, why would a good God allow this to happen to me? Or you take the hurt from people and you, assign it to God.
And I think sometimes we would read a request like this and get a little scared because they're talking about spiritual warfare. But just this week, I have been in Ephesians chapter 6 reading some of those verses. And it just really stood out to me that in Ephesians 6, it mentions evil rulers, authorities of the unseen world, mighty powers of this dark world. But then it goes on and we get the metaphor there about the armor of God. And just this week, it hit me for the first time that sometimes that metaphor gets in the way, because really, if you dig down deep, what each of those elements are there ways to be fighting against things that are overpowering our mind? And that's exactly, I think, what this teenager is dealing with. Fighting the lies, accusations, fighting for peace, fighting for a confident hope, deliverance, to be able to hear the Spirit. And so as I'm praying for this person, number one, I am praying so grateful because a teenager is keyed into seeking out prayer. But number two, praying as they are struggling with the battle over their mind, the spiritual warfare is nothing more than believing the lies of the world around us. I don't know about you, but as a father, I have been just pushing into my kids all the time that the world is going to continue to tell you lies. You need to fight against it. And the way we do it is in prayer and reading the scripture.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm not a big spiritual warfare person. I probably should be more. I think I just process it differently, but it's kind of the same. Like, I'm like, I don't fear the devil. Devil doesn't scare me a bit. I fear me, but I do think that that's part of the spiritual warfare. It's the temptation. It's the thing coming into your mind or your head, or you're allowing to have power in your life. And so it probably is that. I just don't assign it that metaphor.
I'm right there with you. I'm not looking for a devil under every bush, but I am now, even just reading this, thinking, okay, man, that is spiritual warfare when I'm feeling the negative attacks, when I'm feeling like I'm insignificant. We need to fight any accusation that says God doesn't love me or those sort of things. Right. So it's a battle of the mind, and we're going to do it through prayer.
So if you want to be part of it, all you have to do is text the word prayer to 91979 and we'll send you a link.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
Everyone has heard the phrase, money can't buy happiness. And I do actually think that that is a good motto to live by, especially for us as Christians, to not be consumed by money. Hmm. But I would never argue that money can't aid in your happiness.
Because it can buy you a boat. Yeah.
It can buy you peace, song, yeah. Peace of mind. I've never felt, you know, more stressed when I didn't have like my bills paid on time. But I do think it's good to live aside from money and find things that are more valuable than that. But somebody actually did conduct a study that kind of proves the theory that money definitely can buy happiness. So they took people and gave them a one-time payment of $10,000, which is a lot of money, and they required them to spend it within 3 months.
Oh, wow. You couldn't save it.
No, you couldn't, which is what some people tend to do, and
right.
I think that's a healthy thing
that's
to do.
That's smart with $10,000. Okay.
But they had to spend it, and then they recorded their happiness, yeah. And they said that they were increasingly more happy than the group of people that didn't receive $10,000.
Well, yeah. Doesn't seem like a hard study. Like
Nothing
life altering there. Yeah, if I got $10,000 and you didn't, I'm going to be happier at $10,000. The trick here, though, and this is the balance point of it all, it's like money can buy happiness and temporarily happiness. And there is security in having money because if your car breaks down, you don't worry that, oh, I won't be able to afford to fix that. It's when it gets out of balance. Life is about balance. It's when you trust in money for your happiness. That's when it gets really dicey. The Bible never talks about having money as wrong. It says the love of money is wrong. When that becomes your God, that's where it gets out of balance. I think money can buy happiness,
yeah.
But happiness is temporary. That's the difference between like believers in the world. Believers equate happiness. I just need to be happy. I need to be happy. I need to be happy. Well, happiness is an elusive goal and something you're always chasing because it's got a moving target to it. But joy is something that you can have when even things are bad. And that comes from Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Like, that is the difference. So, like, money can't buy joy. Money can buy happiness.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun sitting out on a boat or whatever. That makes you happy. Absolutely. Having a student loan paid off, that makes you happy. But does it buy joy long term? And that's the difference. So I think that's the point of distinction that we as believers need to make and be cognizant of when it comes to money. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we've all heard of like mental health crisis lines or hotlines, they call them. Like even at wayfm.com, we have a 24-hour chat for people who are in crisis to talk to somebody and get the help that they need, and that's a really important thing. But did you know they actually have warm lines for less serious things?
Like, taking a step down from the like very dramatic stuff.
Yeah, like the hotline, like, okay, I need help now, and warm line is, hey, just like to talk for a minute, or hey, got a question about this.
It is interesting because that feels like something you have friends for, per se, but I do believe that that not everybody has like, you know, a tight-knit group of friends that they can rely on.
Or, you know, it's 3 a.m. and you're not calling your friend, you know, and so you call these warm lines. But it did get me to thinking where they're less serious. I'm curious if there is a warm line that you need for things in your life. Like, you just like, I don't know how to load this dishwasher. I'm going to call the warm line.
So like, you're speaking for every millennial and Gen Z out there?
Yeah, like, what goes on the top row? I'm not sure. Do bowls go up there, or is that just for cups and, like, long kitchen utensils? I don't know. I'm going to call a warm line because I certainly don't want to call my mom because she will laugh at me, you know? And so, what is that non-serious warm line that you could use in your life? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Again, the non-serious things that you're like, man, I actually don't know that I know how to do this well. I need a warm line. I need to phone a friend, if you will. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd be curious what yours are. We'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what would your warm line need be?
So I actually used a warm line when my children were babies and I could not get them to stop crying at 3 o'clock in the morning. And the hospital where I had the babies up in Westchester, New York, had a warm line that you could call and talk to a nurse, and I'll tell you, it saved me.
I didn't even know that warm lines existed. It's such a great idea. And so did they give you any kind of good advice for, you know, getting a baby to stop crying at 3 a.m? Because that's one I know a lot of people could use.
They gave me great advice, simply from taking a deep breath, saying a little prayer, because the baby kind of feeds off your nervousness and anxiety. And it was wonderful.
Well, as a mom, not being able to calm down your child feels really bad, too, because you're like, there's this weird pressure and inherent thing, like, you should just know everything your baby needs. And the reality is, you don't.
Well, not at 25 years old. I had no idea what I was doing.
Exactly. But it's good that you had a place to go to get some insight and some help for that. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you being on the show with us today, and I think it's something that people can benefit from.
God bless you and your station.
What is a warm line you could benefit from, Belinda?
I think sometimes just to talk with someone about, maybe I'm dealing with a person that has a certain type of personality, and I don't know how to react to that person, or how do you best communicate with that person? You know, do you have experience in that type of thing?
Yeah, like a way to navigate social situations and maybe difficult people. That would be a warm line that you'd get a constant busy signal on, because people are so hard to deal with sometimes. But that's a one with a warm line that a busy signal isn't as bad as a hotline. The hotline, those should always be open. That's why we have 24/7 chat at wayfm.com, where people can go to get the help that they need when it strikes. And, you know, bad things happen, and they're usually at 2 a.m. when no one else is around. And that's why it's important to us, and that's why we thank the people that support this ministry, because that kind of thing is available to people when they're struggling. So, hey, Belinda, I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it is Friday, so we are doing a little Flashback Friday where we go back in time musically, but we're not calling the shots here. We are just doing the bidding of one Mr. Jason. Jason, how are you today?
Doing good, Wally. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I mean, I've been working a lot, honestly, on the time machine. We've made some modifications and some upgrades.
Like what?
It's a good question. Well, actually, none. We don't have any upgrades. I was just trying to cover that smell and make it seem like it's on purpose.
Yeah. Well, it's a rough one to cover up. It's emanating from you.
Could be Jason. We don't know.
Oh, Jason!
So, Jason, what song would you like to take us back in time with?
I chose Stomp by Kirk Franklin.
I love hearing this song. Betty Rock, what time did I have to set the time machine to?
To 1997, and that's what's so surprising. It was released back in 1997, but it's still a bop. To give you a better perspective of how long ago that was, 1997 was the year that Mother Teresa passed.
Oh.
It was also the year that the base version of the Wi-Fi standard was first released. So they were just getting Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Like, they thought of it, they had the concept, and then they were like, I think we could make this work.
It's crazy to think that there are kids that are growing up not knowing that there was a time before Wi-Fi.
Well, when you had to dial up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. That's the technology the time machine works on. Jason, why do you want to hear Stomp?
I chose Stomp by Kirk Franklin because it reminds me of being in high school church camp, which was the only good or healthy thing I was doing for myself in a time of medicating a deep negative core message. And I was living a double life. I was depressed. I was an addict. And this song just kind of puts me back in a place where there's just the one thing I could look forward to where there was a lot of joy. And it just kind of, it gave me hope and helped me hang on to my faith. This song just kind of takes me back to a good place.
Well, it was a great song then, and it's still a great song today. It's Stomp by Kirk Franklin, who doesn't really sing a lot. He just, God, Stomp. People say it. Like, yeah. That's really what he does Stomp. Through the whole song, you know. But he's great at it. And so all the way back to 97, it's Stomp for Jason on Flashback Friday.
Thank you.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Pete!
Lately, I've been going through some things that's really got me down.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Betty Rock is out today, and I'm filling in for her. So Thanksgiving is kind of the Jan Brady of holidays. It's overlooked because of Christmas, the Marsha Brady, you know? And so one of the big areas is movies. It seems like there's a Christmas movie and a Hallmark movie for everything that makes you feel good and lets you know that Christmas is here. But you might be surprised that there are also some Thanksgiving movies.
Oh, okay. Please do tell.
I did not think of this, actually, and I found a list and was surprised by them. One, Miracle on 34th Street. Might be a little bit of a stretch. Yes, it's a Christmas movie, but it opens with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, all right. Okay,
so
that makes sense.
There you go. If you're feeling Thanksgiving-y and you know you're going right into Christmas, start with that one, maybe. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, that Steve Martin and John Candy movie that's like a classic.
Okay, yeah.
That one was his character, Steve Martin's character, trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
I always thought he was trying to get home for Christmas. I'd forgotten the movie
from
so many years ago.
We all assume that.
Yeah. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Of course.
Obvious. Are you a Charlie Brown fan?
No, and
I'm not either.
That's to the disappointment of my wife who loves it, but I think they're kind of annoying.
Yeah, I've never gotten it. And then the minute, because they have the Charlie Brown Christmas special, and when he reads the Christmas story, and you're like, I just don't like him.
I know.
And people are like, you're a believer. What is, I'm like, I don't like the Peanuts, man.
They're kids.
Yeah, they're not funny. It's I've never laughed once at a Charlie Brown anything. Spider-Man, the 2002 version, includes a Thanksgiving dinner.
That's awesome.
So it's a Thanksgiving movie. So this is pretty great. And then rounding out this list at 1998, You've Got Mail, because it takes place during the holiday.
Oh, it does. Oh, so this is a very like interesting, you know, binge watching of Thanksgiving movies, but I'm in for it.
Here's what you do. If you're a guy, you go, hey, honey, we're going to usher in Thanksgiving this year. We're going to watch You Got Mail because I know you like that. And then surprise her with another second double feature Christmas movie of Spider-Man.
It's good for everyone.
Watch hers first because then she has to watch yours.
Good point.
So there you go. That's going to do it for your Rock Report today. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And the other day, I was sitting here thinking, man, I had seen somebody do this and I couldn't believe they were able to do it. And so I tried it and then I tried it again and tried it again. And I was never able to master it no matter how hard I tried. It is drawing a perfect circle.
Oh.
Like, I've seen artists, and I think they're just showing off because so few people can do it. And they just take their hand and they just quickly, and they're like,
what?
It's perfect. How did you do that? And mine always looks like an egg or some oblong blob.
Yeah, and if it ever is like close to being perfect, it feels like an accident. Like you were just like, I almost got it. But if you sit in there and try, you're never going to get it.
And the thing about it is, why do I want to do this? It's not because I want to be an artist, because I know that's so far out of my realm. It's just so I could impress people at a party or in a business meeting or something like that and just kind of sit there casually and go, and people go, did you just draw a perfect circle? I did. What, can't everybody? I thought everyone could. You mean this is a unique skill that only I possess in this room? Are you kidding me?
You want another thing that you can brag about.
Yes, absolutely. That's the reason people learn to play piano.
Yeah.
It's just because, like, anytime they're out somewhere and there's a piano and they sit down, they start playing piano, people go, what? You can play piano? I didn't even know. Oh, yeah, I took lessons as a kid.
It's casual.
Yeah, so that's what I would like to learn is I wish I could draw a perfect circle. I'm probably not going to spend the time that it takes to learn how to do it. Let's be honest. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be on the show. We love having you on with us for whatever we're talking about at the time. But I'm curious, what do you really wish you could do? Like you maybe, you know, you didn't have the skill of something, but you're like, man, I really wish I could do that. And sometimes you can actually do it. Did you know you can become a better singer? I just figured you could or you couldn't. And vocal lessons actually help people.
They have voice coaches for a reason.
Absolutely. So maybe that's your thing. I don't know what it is, but 855-33-WAY-FM. What's that thing you really, as an adult, wish you could do? So, Ricky, what is that thing you wish you could do?
You know, Wally, I wish I could drive a rally car, but not so much to impress people with that, but, like, survive a crash. So, because that's what you would tell people about at a party, right?
Absolutely.
And then here, watch it on YouTube or something like that.
It's amazing what those cars can go through, too. The punishment that they take, and then you watch them flip over, and then the guys kind of both stagger out of the car, but they're okay. Yeah, that'd be a great story.
Well, but the biggest obstacle I have is convincing my wife that it would be okay to do that. I don't think she's going to go for it.
Yeah, and she's seen how you even park in the parking lot. She's like, no, a rally car's not in your future.
Not happening.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you being on with us today, Ricky. Thank you.
Hey, good luck with the circle.
Hey, thanks, man. Later. Todd, I'm curious, what's that thing that as an adult you just wish you could do?
This might sound silly, but hula hoop.
Yes!
You know what? There are some people who can do it just so effortlessly, and I'm sitting there trying to spin the thing around my hips, and it just doesn't happen. It goes straight down.
Dude, I get this. I've always wanted to be able to hula hoop. You're not alone, and no matter what I do, I can't do it. You watch, like, TikTok videos or YouTube videos of people that, like, are great at it, and then you think, okay, maybe it's because they've got wider hips, and it'll hold it up. And you'll see some, like, 8-year-old kid with no hips just do it for an hour, you know? The problem with this one is, too, it's like, I think you could figure it out, Todd, if you practiced, but then you're like, where's Todd? He disappeared, and you're just in the barn, you know, hula hooping for months on end.
Yeah, I got all these projects to do at the house when I'm hula hooping, yeah.
But you know what? If you get really good at hula hooping at the next barbecue, you could bust it out. It would be worth all of that loss of productivity for sure.
Oh, yeah, if I could grill while I'm hula hooping, that'd be pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, see? You're looking at this the right way, man. I love it.
All right. Have a good day.
And now for some good news. Yeah!
Uplifting Way FM. This year's The Wally Show. A little good news giddy up. A roundup of good news stories because the regular news can be a bit of a bummer and sometimes contentious and cantankerous. So, Gavin, we're going to start with you. Good news giddy up. Go.
There was a couple in northern Canada, and I know you love Canada stories. They noticed that one hummingbird in their yard hadn't flown south for the winter, and they knew it wouldn't survive. So they managed to trap it, which is no easy feat, by the way. And they drove it 500 miles south before setting it free. Those have to be insanely good people to do something that small for that small of a creature.
Or it just shows you how badly people want to get out of Canada.
Oh,
see,
good
there
point.
You go. Okay. That's amazing. And then you're like, well, maybe Daryl didn't want to fly south for the winter. Maybe Daryl's a northern bird, you know?
He likes the cold.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Well, that is a lot. That's really good. There's a guy in Texas who immediately proposed to his girlfriend after finding her engagement ring in tornado rubble. His house had been destroyed, and so he told her about the ring, and then an entire junior college softball team showed up to help them look for it. So one of them found it under like 2 inches of dirt. He got down on one knee right away and proposed, and his girlfriend said it's about time. She'd been waiting for 7 years for
this.
Oh my
goodness.
But I love what he said at the end. He said he thanked the softball team and joked that when you tell 20 girls if someone is going to get engaged if they find the ring, they will find it. And so they did it. So there you go. That's your good news. Giddy up.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.